Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Dublin City Councillors are calling for Fitzwilliam Square Park in Dublin 2 to be open to the public for the very first time. The city centre green, once home to earls and their ladies, as they say, is the last of the capital's great Georgian parks that remains in private ownership. I'm joined now by Labour Party Councillor Dermot Lacey. Dermot, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac. Good to be talking to you.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, you, along with a number of other councillors, have been calling for this to happen for decades now. But why should it be open to the public?
Well, because I think it's wrong in this day and age to have that sort of private square in the middle of the city, sort of tantalisingly there, but not open to the people of Dublin. And, you know, Merrion Square was once closed, Stephen's Green was once closed, Dartmouth Square was once closed, and now is the time, I believe, to open Fitzwilliam Square Park. I've been calling for this for years and years and years.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the Fitzwilliam Square Association, they hold a legal 150-year lease on the park. They control who gets keys, and it's you pay €950 a year for access to it. I mean, do legal rights not count for anything?
Of course they do, and we can't force this. But the moral rights and the needs of the people of Dublin also have a place. And, you know, in fairness to whom, the late Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Ryan, recognised that when Merrion Square was transferred from church ownership to public ownership. And I think now's the time for the people who own Fitzwilliam Square Park, and there's rumours of it gone into even further private hands recently. I don't know whether they're true or not, so I won't go into the details. But it is, I believe, time to open up the park, or at the very least to open up the park during the daytime, during Saturdays and Sundays, so that office workers and people living around the area who don't own the sort of the large houses can avail of the park. I think it would be the right thing to do.
You've tried this before, though, Dermot, haven't you? The council has approached the Fitzwilliam Square Association and nothing came of it.
I've tried many things before, and, you know, without success, and then you keep on at them and you eventually, you know, deliver on it. And this is one of those things that I believe we should keep on working at. You know, if we were to achieve everything in first go, it would be a strange old world. But sometimes you have to work hard and hard and hard again to get it.
But why do you think it's going to be different this time, apart from the doggedness of Dermot Lacey?
Well, I think one of the benefits of the park has been sort of, you know, outlined through COVID, the need to have such public parks, the need to have places to sit and to play and to talk and to enjoy yourself in the city has become, you know, really evident during COVID. And I'm hoping, you talked about rights earlier on, but I'm hoping that the moral right and the needs of the people of Dublin will come true on this occasion. And you know something, Cormac, if I don't win this time, I'll do it again and again. Dermot, rice does come true.
Dermot, I have no doubt on that front, without question. But if I was on the Fitzwilliam Square Association and you came to me looking for this park to be open to the public, I would say cha-ching. You'll have to pay them off, won't you?
Yeah, I think we have to sit down and talk with people. I don't believe in forcing things through. I think I do believe in engagement. I do believe in dialogue. And the motion passed by the South East Area Committee today asked the Dublin City Council officials to start a dialogue with the current owners, and let's see what we can do.
As so how I much... said,
well, you see, I don't know. I mean, maybe we can get it open more often than it's open at the moment. Maybe we can reach an agreement with them. Or maybe, you know, a grand gesture can be made to the City of Dublin by the current owners in the way that other property owners have made grand gestures in the past.
Let's put that out of the equation for 1 second, because I doubt that would happen. So you're talking about...
Well, I don't know. Other people have made such gestures in the past, Cormac, and there's no reason to that the people who own the square are any less generous than people in the past who've made such donations.
My final question to you, though, is would you be happy to pay... what, a couple of million euro on access to the park?
No, I wouldn't be, Cormac, and I'm not going to debate the figures here today. I believe that such a park in the middle of the city is an affront to the people of Dublin, and I believe we should try and open it up, and let's try and engage in a dialogue with the owners and to expose their generosity that is hidden in there, that's waiting to come out. So I think we can do something good for Dublin.
Look at Dogget, Dermot Lacey, Labour Party councillor. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme this evening.